to my sweet Penelope, who inspired this book, and to my Mormor, who would have loved to meet her.
Forward. When economics professor Emily Oster was expecting her first child, her unsuspecting and almost certainly quite capable obstetrician began the dialogue with her that we doctors all have with our patients about the do's and don'ts of pregnancy. Emily, an expert in data analysis, started to ask questions. The rest is history. She spent her waking hours researching the typical recommendations doctors make, combing through the data, examining which data were and were not reliable, and coming to her own conclusions. Then, she wrote Expecting Better. I must admit, I did not know about Expecting Better until a patient of mine recommended it. She told me that Emily's writing sounded like things I would say. After all, I also try to rely on actual evidence when making recommendations to pregnant women, and I often disagree with the commonly held wisdom. So I read Expecting Better, and I loved it. I knew it was a game changer. Emily nailed it on the first take. Her analysis and conclusions are spot on, and the book is written in a way that is both entertaining and understandable. As a doctor, I can state with certainty that the books we write are rarely entertaining and never understandable. Emily and I wrote an editorial together. We email back and forth, and when I started the Healthful Woman podcast, I asked her to be my first guest. I recommend Expecting Better to all my patients, and I can't recall one instance when someone did not find it helpful. Expecting Better does not replace what doctors do, but it allows women to come to the conversation well-informed so that the discussions about pregnancy can take place at a much higher level. When a pregnant woman reads Expecting Better, it is not only helpful for her, but also for her doctors. If you are pregnant or thinking about pregnancy, I highly recommend Expecting Better. You may be surprised by some of the conclusions in this book, as they are not always in line with what you may have read online, or in another book, or even what you've been told by your own doctor. I would recommend starting this book with a clean slate and an open mind. Look at the data and judge for yourself if Emily's conclusions make sense. Or just take it from me, they do. Dr. Nathan Fox, MD, obstetrician and maternal fetal medicine specialist, clinical professor, Icahn School of Medicine at Mount Sinai, New York, New York, host, Healthful Woman Podcast.
Preface. Expecting Better first came out 8 years ago. A lot has changed in my life since 2013. Our then 2-year-old daughter is about to turn 10 and has been joined by a younger brother. Our family has moved house 4 times, and my husband and I have both changed jobs. Expecting Better was joined by a second book, Crib Sheet, and soon by a third, The Family Firm. One of the great joys of these last 8 years for me has been talking to pregnant women. When I wrote this book, I could not have anticipated what a privilege it is to be present for such an intimate part of people's lives. I've had women, or their partners, write to me in anguish after an early miscarriage, and then a year later send baby pictures. People write with questions about genetic testing, about the risks of flying, about whether it's okay to garden with gloves and a mask. They share questions and frustration and sadness and mostly joy. This incredible and inquisitive community of readers has also helped me make this a better book. Over the past 8 years, the landscape of data has changed too. Not as fast as one might think. But new studies come out all the time, and sometimes they change what we know or allow us to look at new topics. I've updated Expecting Better several times over the years to reflect new information around genetic testing and a few other topics. But it was time for